The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened. As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice.
That's the president's national security advisor, Mike Flynn, putting Iran on notice yesterday. Joining us on the line, we're very honored to have him. He's been a good friend of this program for a long time, but now he serves as the deputy assistant to the president, Donald Trump, in the national security arena. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, Seb.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Tony.
All right. So listen, we wanted to try to figure we can sort of pin you down to help us understand more exactly what is meant when you say they're on notice. What does that mean practically when you say that Iran is on notice?
Well, unlike the previous administration of President Obama, we're not going to tell our adversaries what we're going to do in advance. We're not going to telegraph. We're not going to give them timelines. We're just sending a very simple message, and we hope the mullahs are listening, that there is a new administration. It's made up of very serious men and women, and they will not be permitted to get away with what they've gotten away with in the last 8 years, whether it's to do with ballistic missiles, using proxies, harassing our vessels, harassing the vessels of our partners in the region, or whether it's sponsoring state terrorism. That really is the message, that there is a new sheriff in town, and his name is President Donald J. Trump.
You know, when young Brian Wilson used to get in trouble, and his dad would put him on notice, he understood that he needed to quote-unquote, straighten up and fly right. But do you have any expectation that Iran will do that?
I pray to the good Lord that they understand the ramifications of General Flynn's statement yesterday. We know that we have to act in a way that sends a different message, and that a nation that is every day destabilizing the region from Yemen to Iraq must change its behavior. Otherwise, there will be a response from the United States. I really pray that somebody in Tehran understands the severity and the weight of the statement made yesterday. This is an empty bluster. The adults have arrived in the White House, and they are very, very serious.
Well, there's no doubt. I said, by the way, congratulations on your new position. It's really good that you're there. And clearly, you being there states clearly the serious nature of what's going on. So I hope they are taking notice. With that said, the previous administration refused ever to acknowledge the violations such as UN Resolution 2231, the violation of the ballistic missile thing. And so clearly, I think simply citing the fact that things like that are going to be noticed and taken into account, I should clearly state the intentions of taking things seriously. Now, one question I will ask you relating to Congress. Congress, as you know, has been talking about sustaining some of the sanctions on the Iranians based on other issues. I'm one of those who, you know, during my work as with the London Center, always encourages Congress to maintain those. What's your position on maintaining the sanctions against the Iranians?
You know, I'm not going to talk officially with regards to the sanctions, but it really, you know, there is a very important tool that the Congress can help us with, and this is a way, one of the ways that we differentiate the Islamic Republic from other nations. This is not This is not your average country. This isn't Belgium. This isn't Vanuatu. This is what I like to call an anti-status quo nation. And the idea under the Obama administration that somehow we could help Iran, give it a capacity to balance the Sunnis in the region, is just so dangerous for everybody involved that Congress has to help us make sure that they are no longer destabilizing our friends.
It's safe to say that if a U.S. Navy vessel operating correctly in international waters is again challenged by the Iranian Navy, things might go a little differently?
When you have somebody buy a company and a new CEO comes in, everything changes. The rules of the game, the vision, the expectation, the mission statement. So yes, we will not respond in ways that the Obama administration responded, ways that embolden further provocation. That you can bet the farm on that.
Well,
one,
I guess to ask a question, have the rules of engagement changed?
Again, I'm not going to give away
Fair enough, I understand.
The operational ramifications of yesterday's statement. That's what amateurs do. That's what people who don't understand.
Fair enough, and you are no amateur. I will grant you that. Can you help us understand, though, a couple of things? There have been a couple of stories about the president's phone call with world leaders, specifically one between President Trump and the president of Mexico, in which, according to the Associated Press, who apparently got to look at some kind of transcript of a portion of that phone call, says that Trump said to President Peña Nieto that, look, you're not handling the bad hombres down there. We think your military is afraid of doing that. We're not, and I may send some people down there to handle it. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but is that an accurate portrayal of what was said in that conversation?
I'm not going to comment on leaks or alleged leaks. So the fact of the matter is, I spent several months working for General Flynn in the transition. Now I'm working in the strategic initiative groups in the group in the White House. I am so amused every day when I open a newspaper and I find stories about events, decisions that were taken when I was in the room that bear no resemblance to the reality.
Fair enough.
180 degrees out of whack. People are just making stuff up out of whole cloth.
No doubt.
And I want to say one thing very, very, very clearly to your listeners. We have built incredible relations with the Mexican military over the last few years, and that's the reality of the matter, and that relationship is going to stand and it's going to be strengthened.
I take your point, and I think I agree that's probably true, and I accept that, but where's it coming from then?
It's coming from those people, especially in the media, in the chattering classes on the West Coast and the East Coast, who still don't understand, Brian, what happened on November the 8th. They just cannot mentally understand that the common sense American, the backbone of America, decided that they want a new commander-in-chief and they want to be safe. They are living in what Ben Rhodes called and was proud of, the echo chamber. Well, those individuals need to get in touch with reality.
Well, Seb, I think you also have some of the chattering class still on the inside who I think, frankly, could all agree need to be moved out.
These stories
rapidly.
Don't come out of thin air. They come from someone. Yes. Do you expect this is probably some of the holdovers that will eventually not be there?
We inherit a lot of individuals, detailees from other agencies
that's
and other,
kind,
other people.
We're
less than 2 weeks into this administration.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Give us some time.
All right, Seb Gorka.
Well stated.
Very well stated, and always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for
joining
us. Thanks, guys. All the best.